The pulsing lights of Club Silo 247 cast an ominous glow as Natalia Datsyuk reluctantly follows her friends inside. Money's tight after her tech startup failed, but her childhood friend Yelena insists she needs to rejoin the living after months of isolation. Feeling out of place among designer outfits in her clearance rack dress, Natalia navigates through cologne-drenched men who view her modesty as a challenge. Through the artificial fog, she notices him, a commanding presence on the mezzanine. Broad-shouldered in an impeccable charcoal suit, his striking green eyes bore directly into hers. With one ringed hand, he beckons her forward. From his private lounge, Andrei Zverev surveys the club with simmering disgust. As supreme Bratva boss controlling half of Russia's cybercrime empire, nothing satisfies him anymore, until he spots something unexpected. A modest black dress wrapped around a petite frame with golden hair catching the strobing lights. Unlike everyone else flaunting status, this woman seems desperate to escape. When their eyes meet, he beckons her, intrigued by her obvious discomfort in this world of excess. The thought that she might not want him is exhilarating, a challenge he hasn't faced in years. He arrives just as another man harasses her, smoothly pressing a razor-sharp glass shard against the troublemaker's throat while maintaining perfect composure. After this calculated display of power, he guides her toward a mysterious black door, the entrance to his private world. Behind the black door, their chemistry explodes into passion. For Natalia, it's her first sexual experience, overwhelming her senses. For Andrei, discovering her virginity awakens something primal. He's claimed something untouched. Their connection deepens through intense eye contact as he commands, "Look at me when you come," creating an intimacy beyond physical. After they climax, evidence of her innocence transforms his typical detachment into possessiveness. When she declines his cigarette with a wrinkled nose, it distinguishes her from the jaded women who usually share his bed. Her natural responses awaken something protective in him. Andrei silently plans to make her his bride, innocent enough to mold, strong enough to stand beside him. While Natalia believes this is merely a passionate one-night stand, Andrei has already determined she belongs to him forever. Their perspectives create tension. She seeks escape, while he sees a treasure to claim. Just as Natalia attempts to resume normal life, a scarred man named Nikolai confronts her, declaring, "You belong to me now." When she escapes, he burns her apartment, destroying everything, including her laptop, crucial for architecture school. Left with nothing, she encounters Andrei again at a catering event. Despite trying to flee, their attraction pulls them together. After their encounter, Andrei possessively declares, "You're mine now, angel. There's no going back." With nowhere to turn, and fearing Nikolai might find her, Natalia accepts Andrei's protection. His mansion offers luxury, but she quickly realizes it's a gilded cage with off-limits areas concealing his darkest secrets. Despite Andrei's attempts to comfort her with expensive provisions, Natalia remains cautious. Learning he once took a bullet for his second-in-command briefly shifts her perception, yet her survival instincts remain. Recognizing her predicament, she smuggles a note to her friend Yelena, hoping for escape from her luxurious prison. Natalia receives a disturbing message from someone claiming to be her father, offering escape from Andrei's mansion. Following instructions, she uses her birthday to access Andrei's vault, discovering a blood-stained photo of her father that raises questions about Andrei's past. Meanwhile, Andrei confronts a crisis as Bratva groups face attacks from Nikolai Fist, the same assassin who burned Natalia's apartment. During confrontation, Nikolai refuses Andrei's bribe, stating he's merely the message. To trap his enemy, Andrei pretends to pursue marriage with an Italian mob daughter. Before departing, he brings Natalia architecture books and confesses his love. When she admits uncertainty about her feelings, he accepts her honesty, despite his pain. Later, Natalia overhears servants discussing Andrei's supposed marriage plans. Feeling betrayed, she contacts her alleged father and escapes during gunfire across the grounds. When a white van arrives, she recognizes the driver as her father from her nightmares, who embraces her and promises safety. Natalia's reunion with her father becomes a nightmare when he drives her to a Moscow warehouse. There, he reveals the truth. He was the former Pakhan, violently overthrown by Andrei 12 years ago. He's now using his own daughter as payment to Nikolai for helping dismantle Andrei's empire. "Andrei will find you," Natalia sobs, as Nikolai binds her to a chair. He laughs, explaining she's perfect bait. Her father, Vadim, paces with 12 years of accumulated hatred, insisting he alone must kill Andrei. Meanwhile, Andrei receives shocking intelligence. Natalia is Vadim's daughter, child of his sworn enemy. Her father's disappearance when she was 8 coincides with Vadim's supposed death. Despite this revelation, Andrei's feelings for her transcend old vendettas. When Natalia's scream echoes through the air, Andrei follows it to find her bound with Nikolai hovering over her. Their battle turns savage. Andrei's bullets find their mark, but Nikolai presses a knife against Natalia's throat, forcing an impossible choice. As Andrei and Nikolai fight, Natalia works at her restraints, leaving crimson trails on her arms. When bullets shatter the window, Andrei's fearful eyes and desperate plea compel her to flee. Outside, she meets Valentin and learns Nikolai has taken a beaten Andrei to her father. She convinces Valentin that she can provide a crucial distraction, leveraging her father's controlling nature. Andrei wakes in a car trunk, bound with a grenade pressed against the floor. At Natalia's apartment, Vadim reveals how he accessed Andrei's vault using an old password and planted bugs to monitor their conversations. As Vadim prepares to kill him, Andrei spots a sniper scope. He rolls toward Nikolai with the live grenade, killing him in the explosion. Despite being shot, Andrei tackles Vadim through a window and hurls him over the fire escape railing. Natalia reaches him first, pressing against his wound as Valentin secures the area. Finally, she speaks the words he's longed to hear. "I love you." 1 year later, a pregnant Natalia oversees the transformation of a derelict mall into Andrei's headquarters, complete with offices, affordable housing, a medical clinic, and community spaces. This project embodies their redemptive vision. Downtown now thrives with renewed life. Former drug dens become family homes, and money laundering fronts transform into legitimate businesses. Locals embrace this revival, finding hope where decay once ruled. Their story unfolds like a dark fairy tale reimagined. Andrei has learned to share power, finding in Natalia an equal partner. She has discovered her resilience, evolving from someone seeking escape into a woman shaping her destiny. Their partnership, forged in violence and sealed with trust, proves love can flourish in society's darkest corners. Yet when Yelena appears with a whispered confession of serious trouble and a plea for secrecy from Valentin, complications loom. Their journey shows that sometimes the most dangerous choice, trusting someone who dwells in darkness, becomes the key to salvation.